At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
I feel like for the past like maybe 3 years or so, I've been in this constant slump, and I never like I could not figure out how to get out of it, or who could help me, or what to do, or what to say, or who to talk to, or anything. And I feel like I can't be alone in this situation. So I know that there's people out there who are also dealing like that, with that, like me. And so if that is you, if you're in a slump of any kind, I think this advice is going to help you in any way or form or matter. Whether you are a YouTuber, whether you're self-employed, whether you're working a job, writing a book, doing whatever, and you're just in this slump, whether it's creatively or spiritually or mentally or whatever, if there's this slump going on in your head or in your life, I think what I share with you might help. Folks, you are now listening to The Happy Times. My name is Joey Kidney. All my ads on social media are at Joey Kidney. You can follow me on there. And please let me know what you think of the podcast. But before we get started and we just get talking about it, there's no sponsor for this podcast. So I guess the sponsor is going to be my own brand. If you don't know, I have my own clothing brand called Stay You. We sell hoodies, blankets, candles, and also my two books. I have a poetry book and I have like a journal. I don't even know what to call What's the Rush. So I have a Dreaming with My Eyes Wide Open, which is a poetry book, and then What's the Rush, which is my other novel. If you want to go check that out, it will be at stayyou.ca. And I'm telling you this because Black Friday is coming up. We got a lot of sales. Black Friday, Saturday, Monday. We only have one sale every single year. We're going to do 20% off this year. And we're going to have it's just going to be insane. We're going to be working nonstop. So if I don't have any podcasts up, that's because you guys are going ham on the sale. And it's really the only way we really make money. And that's how you guys support me. And I really appreciate it. So if you want to go check it out, stayyou.ca. And hopefully I'll be packaging your order this Black Friday. So it's ready for Christmas. But with that being said, thank you guys so friggin' much for even listening to this and supporting me. So let's talk about it. Being in a slump. I've been there. I've been stuck in one for so long. And I guess I'll give a little background to what my slump was so that if this is exactly what I'm talking about, I know it's not going to be. I'm just a creator online. So obviously it's going to be a little bit different than everybody else. But I've been creating YouTube videos for the past, 9 years, 11 months. I think I'm going in January 2012, I think I started. And it's been a long journey. And to think I've been making videos and content for 9 straight years, almost 10 years. How do I get content? Like, how do I come up with ideas for 10 years straight? And to be honest with you, I'm not going to talk about that because it's very difficult. But there's a lot of times where I get in a slump, whether it's with business, whether it's with money, whether it's with creating content or commenting or taking photos or filming videos or making a podcast and talking for 20 minutes straight and merch, everything. There's a lot of times in my life where, you know, I'm there and I'm like, okay, I don't know what to do. I feel so stuck. I literally don't know how to change it. And then I try something and it doesn't work and I'm seeing people succeed and it's really, really bugging me. And this has happened for years. I believe my longest slump was 3 years straight. And it's only maybe the past 2 years what I've actually started to figure out that I don't need to be like everybody else, that I just need to be like me. And I'm not just going to give you this advice of like, oh, just be you, stay you. I'm not going to do a social plug here. But there's more advice to it. There's more to that. But that's the root of the problem, is that we feel like we need to impress everybody else and be like everybody else. And if the numbers aren't right, or if the video's not getting any views, or our product's not selling, or we're not doing well at our job compared to everybody else, people are getting picked on more, or you know, you're not getting best grades in school. There's a lot more to that than just, you know, being yourself. But that is definitely the first thing to know, is that you need to be yourself and you can't get lost in what everybody else is doing. But that's a very difficult thing. So I created 6 tips, 6 little thoughts of process that I want to talk about. And we're just going to go through them. I normally don't script these things, but I have points and I'm going to talk about each point with you and hopefully this helps you. So we're going to start off with one. And I think understanding the problem can seem stressful, right? So if there's this thing that's going on in your life and you're so scared to even address it, I just watched my buddy Matthias James Barker. He's a psychotherapist and he made a video on this and he talked about it. And I was like, I could never put this into words. And he finally did. Basically, we're stressing about the idea of something versus the actual stressor. So say we're stressed out about our grades. Like we don't want to hand our parents our report card because we're stressed about what the things are. But if we actually look at the numbers, we're going to know what we should be stressing about. Maybe we don't have to stress about math. We're good at math. Maybe we need to stress about gym class. Maybe we got to get that gym class grade up. Well, say you're doing your taxes. For me, it was my taxes. I was so scared to do taxes. I didn't understand them. I didn't know anything about them. And I was so scared to look. I feel like I wasn't making enough money. I feel like I wasn't succeeding as well as my peers. So I was so stressed that I would just like hand off the taxes to the accountant and then he would do everything and I would just pay it. I wouldn't even look. I would just like blink and it'd be gone. And then this past like few years, I've actually started to look, okay? Instead of saying, I don't know how much we can afford for expenses. I actually sat down and I was like, okay, this is much how I'm spending on this and this and this and this and this. And then I was actually able to budget. So the stressor of, okay, how do I handle taxes? That wasn't the stress. The stress was like, okay, where am I spending my money? And so what I did was I actually stressed about the right thing instead of the topic. So I felt more empowered. I felt more powerful because I actually knew what I was stressing about. And that was the first step to be able to solve this problem of mine. So when I was looking at my taxes and I was like, ooh, I'm just not making enough money. Okay, maybe that's not it. Maybe it's because I'm spending too much. But where am I spending it? Okay, I'm spending too much on groceries. I need to cut down on groceries or eating out. Maybe I'm spending too much on eating out. So instead of me being like, oh, I just can't afford anything. It was like, okay, why? Let's figure out why I can't afford everything. Maybe it's because, boom, this column, I'm eating out twice, three, four times a week. No shit, I can't afford anything. I'm putting all my money into a restaurant that cooks things in 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, that's not good. But I was able to stress about the right thing. And that actually calmed me down a lot more. So if there's a stressor in your life, figure out what it is. Stress about the right thing for once, instead of just this whole huge topic or everybody else talking to you about what you should be doing. And you're like, oh my God, I'm so stressed about it. But actually stress about the right thing because it's not going to turn into stress. It's going to turn into a problem that you're able to solve. So going into step two, if you have this idea, if you're in the slump and you're just like, oh, I have this idea, but like, I don't know how to do it. Maybe I should make a plan. No, stop making plans. There's like these routines that you see on Instagram and TikTok, and it's like my morning routine or, you know, my fitness plan or anything like that. It's like, stop making plans off the bat. I'm not saying in a whole, but I'm saying off the bat. When you first want to make a change in your life, don't plan it out. Do it. You have to try, because if it's something that you don't enjoy or you're not in love with or you don't even want to wake up to do it, then you will never succeed. No matter how many plans you have, no matter how many routine scheduled morning, whatever you have, you are going to fail because it's not something that you actually want to do. If you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it. There's no one here that's going to tell you that you need to do something but you. The person who wakes you up in the morning is you. The person who's going to get you to work out is you. There's no one else here. No one else is going to motivate you to do anything different other than the Happy Times podcast and yourself. Shameless plug. Right? So you need to try before you actually start to plan out your entire life. That's like saying, okay, I want to buy this house. I want to have this many kids. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to have this car. And you're like the age of 14. It's not going to work. It never works that way. You can't write the book and live it by the book. It doesn't work like that. You have to write the book as you go, as you try things, as you figure it out. You can't plan your entire future when you don't know what it's going to look like. So if you're trying to gain more muscle, instead of saying, okay, here's my whole meal plan. Here's my workout schedule. I'm going to start tomorrow. Boom. Tomorrow comes. You're like, holy shit, this is a lot. Okay, I did it. Let's do it again tomorrow. And you're like, oh my God, that's too much. I can't do it. And then the next day, it's like, okay, I'm going to try again. And then day three, you're like, oh my God, this was a lot of work. And day four, you're failing. You give up. because you didn't try a little bit. You didn't dip your toes in the water. You jump right in. And it's not about just jumping right in with a full-time plan. It's about just trying it out to see if you enjoy it at first. We talk enough, right? Why not do? Going into step three, you need to analyze and figure it out. What is working and what isn't? And you should not expect all of it to work. So if you have this, you don't have this plan, actually, sorry, I messed up there. You do not have this plan. You have a bunch of these trial and errors, right? Because you tried things first. You didn't try to plan it out. You tried things. You tried waking up in the morning and having water instead of coffee. You tried going to the gym. You tried making a certain video to maybe get more views. You tried talking to your boss in order for them to like you. You tried working a little bit harder at work. You tried cycling to work instead of driving. You tried a bunch of these things and you wrote them all down, or you have them in your head and you're able to think like, okay, which one worked? Which one didn't? Which one did I like? Which one did I hate? You're able to analyze things. It's like analytics or insights on Instagram or analytics on YouTube or just seeing the stats of everything. We're able to see stats of everything that's out there in the world. You can Google how many deaths in 1 year and it's going to pop up. So why not analyze your life a little bit? Figure out what you actually like, why you like it. Do you enjoy doing it, or are you doing it just because everybody else is doing it? Is this making an impact in your life, or is it just trying to impress others? You know, there's a lot of stuff to figure out here, but the only way we're going to be able to do that is if we're trying different things. So going back to step two, we try, and then step three, we analyze. Because we can sit here and try a bunch of things all day, but if it's not making us happy, then we're never going to fall into this routine, which eventually is going to be a plan, but we can't start a plan without trying things to figure out what we actually enjoy. We have to live our lives. But as we live on, we're able to actually create this routine that's beneficial to us, not just something that looks good on camera. So we're able to...
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Analyze and figure out what we actually enjoy, what's working in our lives. Because some things, obviously, there's some things that we enjoy, like saying eating a bag of chips, but it's not going to work out in our life because we're going to get fat and we're just not going to enjoy it. We're going to get depressed because we can't get up off the couch, right? This isn't new knowledge. This isn't me being butthurt or trying to insult anybody. If we can't move, we're not going to be happy, right? We can all pretty much agree on that. So that goes into step four, which is work out and move. And I know there's a lot of people who can't work out. There's a lot of people who don't have the motivation to work out. And, you know, working on our bodies is something that a lot of people have issues with. Let's call it, or maybe not issues, but they have stepping stones that they have a hard time reaching. And I completely understand that. For me, I've wanted to gain weight my entire life, and it's been a mission. I'm still trying to figure out what's working for me. I'm still trying new things every day. You know, this whole like out of the slump thing is not like you're going to be out of the slump in 1 week. That's not what this is. This is the conversation to get it going. I've been still trying to gain weight my entire life. I'm still trying to. And so I'm working with my body, trying to understand my body. And it may seem like I'm failing. This is what I thought I was doing for a very long time. Like I'm failing. I'm not getting there. But what's the consequence? I'm working out. I'm eating right. And just because my body's not seeing the results that I necessarily want, it doesn't mean that I'm not treating my body right. My consequence is that I'm going to be healthy if I keep trying, right? So there's things like that if we keep working at it, it's going to be beneficial to us no matter what. So when I say work out or move, I don't mean it in a rude way. we all know that when we go out with our friends and we play a sport, or we go for a walk, or we go for a bike ride, or we go out and we see the sun, we're going to feel a lot better. We all know this. I know there's people out there who love being a basement dweller or just like sitting down and watching Netflix, and I get that. That could be an interest of yours, but I guarantee you, you're going to sleep a lot better if you're moving, right? Because your body's actually going to be using what it has to function. And so working out and moving is super important, because you can't expect things to change when your environment isn't changing. If your environment doesn't change and you're stressed out in that environment, say that's your issue. Say that's the reason why you're in a slump, is because of your environment. Then how do you ever expect that to change if you remain in the same spot? So if your life is shit because you're at a job that you really do not like and is really making you unhappy, then how do you expect your happiness to change? You can go to the gym, you can go eat, you can go hang out with your friends all you want, but every single day you have to come to work from 9 to 5 or whatever it is, and you have to sit down at this desk, you have to work this job that could be making you unhappy, and if it is, then that's your issue. That's the problem that needs to be solved. That's the thing that's going to make you feel empowered, is if we know that's the issue. So when we change our environment, along with movement and working out and getting some blood flowing and endorphins and dopamine and everything like that, it's going to help us think. It's going to help us analyze. It's going to help us try things before we plan. It's going to help us understand what the problem is so that we can address it to make ourselves feel a little bit more empowered. Right? Are you still with me? If you're still with me, I want you to send... which I always get people to send me Instagram DMs as we're going. I just want people to send me the word slump. If you send me the word slump, then I'm going to know you listen this far on the podcast, and I really, really do appreciate it. And I see all those DMs, even if I don't reply, I really appreciate it. It does help me a lot to understand what people are enjoying and whatnot. So after this, we're going to go into step 5. Now, I know I'm a pretty straightforward guy here. I always say it how it is. I'm always honest. I'm not cookie cutter. I'm straight to the point. I'm cutthroat. So number 5 is shut up and do. We can sit here and you can listen to this podcast all you want, but if you're just going to stop it and then go do what you normally do and not change, then you might as well stop the podcast right now. Maybe this isn't for you. Maybe you don't want to change. Maybe you like the slump. I don't think you do, but maybe. So we can sit here and talk all we want. We can talk about change. We can talk about getting a job. We can talk about working out. We can talk about eating healthy. We can talk about being creative. We can talk about journaling. We can talk about all of this stuff. Talking does nothing. It does nothing. The best people do. And if we just talk, we're never going to try. And if we never try, we're never going to be able to analyze. If we never analyze, we're never going to be able to, you know, use that workout or move to maybe solve that problem, because all we've been doing is talking. So we need to shut up and actually do something. You need to stop worrying about what is going on around you. You need to sit down. You need to move. I just said sit down and move. You need to actually lock in on yourself and figure out what's going on, because you can talk about it all night long. You can journal about it, but when you have all that stats in your journal, why aren't you reading them back? People say to journal all the time, but if we don't actually look back at it to analyze or figure out why our day was shit, then why are we journaling? What's the point of this? To get that immediate thought? Okay, great. There's a notes app on your phone. Why are you journaling? Oh, it's going to make me feel better. Pen to paper is just amazing. I'm a tree hugger. No, the whole point of that is so that you can look at it and you can figure out, okay, this is how I felt this day. We want to optimize our days to feel the best that we can. But do we? I feel like a lot of people find it almost a trend to feel like crap, because if you look at all the videos or if you look at the titles of these podcasts, it's like, listen to this when you're trying to get out of a slump. But who's going to listen if they're not in a slump, right? So we should just talk about it more, right? We should just stop doing things. Why even try, right? Why? Why don't we just stay in the slump forever? Don't you feel great here? Don't you feel amazing? Don't you feel like you want to get up and go drink water and go hang out with your friends and be happy and come back home and not feel drained? And, that sounds awful. Sounds pretty amazing. And I'm still in the process of doing it. So I'm done talking. I'm still going to talk. We're not done the podcast, but I'm done talking about things. I'm actually down to try things. I'm actually down to do things. And I know there's a lot of people who think, oh, I don't have the financial expenses to do this. You don't always have to make a financial change to change or look at change or explore change in your life. Maybe finance isn't the problem, right? So at this point, you've analyzed, you figured out this plan that you actually want to do because you tried before the plan, so you actually know that this is going to work. So you just made this whole plan and you went through hell to get there. All you need to do is stick to the things you know and hustle. Stick to what you know. You just figured it out. Don't throw it away. A lot of times we get in this, you know, we're in this groove. We really love something for like 2 weeks. And then, I don't know, week three comes along and you're like, you know what? Maybe I'll change it up today. Maybe I'll try to see if like this is going to, this thing that I used to do is going to be better now. And then you fall into this rut again. And now next thing you know, you're back in the slump. And why did you do it? Probably because you saw somebody on Instagram do it, or you saw one of your friends do it, or somebody else, like a coworker, was making more money or something. Listen, we're going to the final step, and this is step six. Do not lose track. Don't do it. Don't fail on yourself. It doesn't mean that you can't have a day off. I'm not telling you got to work, do a workout routine, a morning routine, or a life plan here to stick to it. There's days where you're going to have off days, and that's completely okay. But there's always going to be other people doing it differently than you. And that doesn't mean that it's always glamorous behind the scenes. I thought growing up that YouTubers just had this glamorous life, that they just sat around all day, you know, they filmed videos and they just like had fun, and they do that. YouTubers do that in LA. If you've ever had a thought of like what YouTubers do, what they're like, all they do is smoke weed, party, and then film stupid videos that make a lot of money. That's a lot of the time of what they do. But then I looked further and I was like, are those people happy? I've never met a happy YouTuber who does this. They're all seem depressed to me and they hate their life. And then I realized that that's not the life for me. But I love making videos. I love making content. But they're not doing it that way, so I can't. No, I definitely can. And in the past few years, I've finally figured out my groove. I want to make poetry. And when I say make poetry, like videos, songs, writings. I want to film videos. You know what I mean? Like I want to do a merch brand that's supported by mental health. You know, I want to do a lot of these things, but I was so unmotivated because no one else was doing it. And so it's hard. It's hard to figure out what you want to do. But when we actually try things and we're able to figure out what we actually want to do it, and we're able to analyze that and see what's worked and repeat what's worked, you're going to be a lot happier because you're going to actually enjoy what you're doing. So there's so many people around you that are doing these things that you think is going to work for you. It won't. Do what you know is going to work for you. It doesn't mean you can't try these things. Doesn't mean you say your favorite influencer or whatever wakes up and drinks lemon water. Maybe you're going to love that. You can definitely try that. But don't feel defeated if it doesn't work for you, because you're not them and they're not you. You know your problem. You're now empowered by it. You've tried new things. You've analyzed them. You know what's working for you. You're moving. You're getting ready to make the next step. You're shutting yourself up. And you're doing what you know works. And you're definitely not listening to anybody else just because their life looks glamorous. Do not lose track. You got this. And so do I. This podcast is not only for you, it's for me as well. And thank you guys very much for listening. Again, please DM me if you heard the word. And Black Friday sale is coming up. And I'm excited to announce that I'm finally working on new music that's going to be coming out hopefully in the next few months. Hopefully we can get something going, but it's going to be really, really cool. We got a big year and I finally figured out what's actually working for me, and I'm very happy to have all of you here. And I know I just yelled at you for about 23 minutes, but I'm really, really proud of you for even like, if you stayed this long, I'm so proud that you are acknowledge that you have a situation that you need to work through. And it's really amazing. And so I hope you feel happy. I hope you feel strong because you are, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next time. So if you have any ideas on podcasts, or if you have any issues, please send them through. Maybe we can do like a Q&A podcast as well, and we just talk about a bunch of different topics. But I'm really excited, and thank you guys very much for listening to the podcast. My name is Joey Kidney. This is The Happy Times, and I will talk to you guys next time.